Good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Look, you know, the stats are absolutely horrifying. Do we need more than just awareness campaigns when it comes to men's violence against women?
Yeah, look, I think we've seen awareness grow significantly over the last couple of years in Australia. We've had some amazing survivor advocates speak out and tell their stories. Certainly we heard Emma Hussey yesterday speaking in Parliament about her experiences as a survivor of, family violence as a child. And I think that's really important. The awareness is a really key part of, building people's understanding of what domestic violence is, understanding where to get help, and understanding how they might be able to be part of the solution as well. If it's something that's not affecting them directly, but maybe they've got a friend or a family member, knowing how to be a good support person. So all of that part is really important. But you're right, it has to be a year-round thing, certainly not just one day of the year.
Certainly White Ribbon has garnered quite a bit of flack from some people, suggesting that it's a chance for men to pay lip service to the idea of preventing domestic violence or violence against women, but without actually having to change their behaviours.
Look, I think White Ribbon has a really specific place in terms of the campaign around, men standing up and taking action against violence against women. There are a couple of, incredible White Ribbon ambassadors that I've worked with over the years who, really do everything that they can in order to call out, sexist attitudes, really trying to tackle that stuff. And men are a really important part of the movement, but this is much bigger than White Ribbon. Certainly tomorrow is White Ribbon Day, but it's also the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. And it's the beginning of a thing called 16 Days of Activism Against Gendered Violence. And there are, community events going on all over the world over the next 16 days, really starting to kind of tackle the roots of violence against women. And, we've seen some incredible work done by Our Watch, which is the National Prevention Foundation here. And they're really starting to try and work on changing attitudes in our communities. We know that violence against women comes from men's control of decision making, stereotypes of masculinity and femininity, and certainly we've heard the Prime Minister talk about disrespect towards women and how that links to violence supportive attitudes. So it's long term cultural shift that we've got to think about. It's not easy, quick fix stuff. White Ribbon is a part of that, but there are also a lot of other elements as well that need to be working together, and I think if we're going to tackle this properly.
The 16 days sounds fascinating to me because, of course, attacking those root causes, it's a very difficult project.
Absolutely. Look, I think this is about education in schools and having really well-coordinated whole-of-school approaches. It's also about tackling this in our communities. I was at a community event last night run by ACON, launching a video talking about domestic violence in the LGBTIQ community. And, we really need to be having this conversation, at the highest levels in government, in parliament, in those places, but also in our families, in our local communities, whether that's a geographical space or whether it's, a cultural space, and challenging gender inequality, but also challenging those attitudes that say sometimes it's okay, if you apologise afterwards, well then it's okay to sexually assault someone. We still hold some really interesting attitudes, I think, in our community around victim blaming or making excuses for violence, and that's the stuff that we have to tackle.
I think interesting is a generous way of putting it. Horrifying might be another. Look, it's got to be very difficult to sustain public interest, especially when something that, when we look at analysing the effectiveness of campaigns such as White Ribbon, it's really hard because so much of this domestic violence occurs behind doors, isn't reported.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one thing that we are seeing shift. Certainly New South Wales Police launched a campaign a couple of days ago, really trying to encourage people to report, in the way that they would a crime like a car being stolen or someone's house being broken into. And I think this shift is really significant. The police, again, have a really specific role to play in terms of, dealing with stuff at the crisis end of domestic violence. But the more that we can all get on the same page and tackle this as a community and say, actually, it's our responsibility to step in and say something when we see something that's not okay. You know, to have that conversation with a friend or family member or colleague in the workplace when we're worried about them, when we're concerned, when we think there might be something that's not okay. You know, we are not going to be able to tackle this and make the change that we need to see within a generation unless we all work together and start tackling those attitudes really at the core of
Well, Mu, that's a good call to action for anyone out there listening. Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
No problem. You're very welcome. Thank you.